Hello, Sebastian Lacido here, and welcome to 5 Minute Fresh Start. I'm in James chapter 5, verse 13. I'm going to go verse by verse. It says, if anyone among you is suffering, let him pray. If anyone's cheerful, let him sing psalms. The first thing, we're going to get into about five or six revelation points, but if anyone's suffering, let him pray. Note, he doesn't say call for others, you know, deal with God as he deals with you. Naturally, it's not wrong to ask for intercession. Paul asked for intercession. But here's the thing. Sometimes intercession doesn't work because God has us in a path of growth. He has us in a place of suffering so that we can grow. So no amount of prayer is going to change that. So while you can ask for intercession, the idea is that at the end of the day, God's going to deal with us as he deals with us to get us to a place of maturity and change. It says, you know, if you're cheerful, you know, walking in the fruit of the Spirit, bless God, and as God is blessing us, be cheerful. He goes on in verse 14, he says, is any among you sick? Let him call upon the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he's committed any sins, they will be forgiven. So it says that if you're dealing with sickness, don't allow it in your life. Call for others. He says, particularly elders that are mature in the faith, that have experienced healing, that have experienced the Holy Spirit, that walk in the Spirit. Call them together to pray for you. And that prayer of faith will save the sick. In other words, healing is something that God, Jesus dealt with on the cross. And so that healing can be ours. It says to actually ask others to join with you. You know, in the next verse, in verse 16, it says, confess your trespasses one to another. Pray for one another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. And so in this particular case, it's not confessing our sins. It's confessing our weakness. Now, our weakness could be a sin, but the idea here is that we don't confess our sins to man to seek forgiveness from man. What it's saying here is tell others that they can join with you in the fight. If you're having wrong thoughts, if you're Satan's bombarding you with evil thoughts, or there's things that you're fighting in your life, weaknesses that you're fighting in your life, have others join with you in prayer to stand against this. We might be fighting something in our mind, you know, so others can intercede with us. The idea is here is to stand with each other. So when you look at sickness coming into our life, or you look at, you know, trespasses, which are really weaknesses in our life, that there's effectual fervent prayer of people joining with us. It's telling us to have others join with us in fighting these things that we need to address in our life. It goes on and it says in verse 17, he says, Elijah was a man with natural like ours. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain. It did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again and the heavens gave rain and the earth produced fruit. Okay, using the example of Elijah, who is weak like us. I mean, he calls fire down from heaven one day. The next day, he's running from the threat of an evil queen, Jezebel. And so he had power to stop the heavens from raining. He had power and authority to call fire down from heaven. And so what the Bible's telling us here is, it's teaching us a revelation point, is you don't need, you know, when you look at all the great ones in Scripture, you look at Paul, Peter, Elijah, Daniel, David, every one of them, we all have like passions and we all have weaknesses, but God can use a weak person by infusing his power into changing the world through him and not us. Amen. And then the last point here in verse 19, it says, brethren, if anyone among you wanders from the truth or the word of God and someone turns him back, let him know he who turns a sinner from his error of his ways will save a soul from death and cover a multitude of sin. And so we see here here it's talking about a believer that we turn back. In other words, somebody that's turned away from the truth, we turn them back to repentance or possibly keeping their salvation. So that's our message for today. Hopefully you were encouraged, you learned something, you grew through today's message. let me encourage you to join us in one of three ways. One is we teach the unfiltered word of God. We're primarily remote, and so we need you in several ways. One is to share this message with others to help get the word out. It's like bringing someone to church to see us speak. And part of that also is joining with us as a partner. Our mission is to preach and teach God's unedited, unaltered, you know, not man-pleasing word of God. We lay it out as he gives it. We don't change it or alter it to please anybody. We just give it the way it is. We need partners that would give us $25 or more a month. So I'm asking you to pray about it and see if the Holy Spirit moves on your heart to join us in our journey to teach God's word while we join you on your journey to know God's word. Secondly, you can download our free phone app. It's on the Apple App Store, the Google App Store. All you type in Watchers of Truth in any of those, it'll open up a page. You can download the app. All you need is your credentials. And then all of our thousands of archived teachings, all of our curriculums, workbooks, everything's on the phone app that's on the website. Everything's on the phone app that even the stuff that doesn't make social media because of censorship, it's all there for you. And then lastly, join our ministry. Joining our ministry is giving us your email address and your name. Now, if you become a partner, we get that automatically. It's a part of the partnership. It takes about 30 seconds to fill out, but we get your name and your email address. And that will allow us to connect with you. We send out notes for our teachings every week and special offers once in a while. So join us. So pray about it. Join us. Let's do this work together. God bless you and have a great day. Thanks for watching.